Elsewhere, Israel is pressing ahead with its demolition policy in the occupied West Bank, issuing orders for the destruction of more Palestinian homes. Israeli forces have handed demolition orders to two Palestinian-owned buildings in the Silwan neighborhood of Jerusalem Al-Quds. Local officials say that Silwan has been the scene of heightened Israeli military presence over the past month. They say 18 Palestinian families are currently at risk of displacement due to the recent demolition orders. Figures released by the United Nations show the Israeli military has more than tripled its demolition of Palestinian structures in the occupied West Bank in the past 3 months. From the Scottish Palestine Solidarity Campaign, Mick Napier joins us from Edinburgh. Sir, welcome to the program. The Israeli regime is pressing ahead with its demolition orders in the occupied West Bank with no sign of slowing down. What's going on, sir?
Well, thank you for having me. What's going on is a very long-term project by the Israeli military authorities to use every opportunity to demolish as many Palestinian homes as possible. Some Palestinian homes over the years have been simply expropriated, stolen, and given over to exclusively Jewish residents. But the demolition is a very useful tactic as well to reduce the number of Palestinians living in a particular area and therefore increase the percentage of Jewish citizens in that area. I'd have to say, as a British citizen, that the strategy of demolishing Palestinian homes for any hint of resistance, or sometimes not, is a British initiative. This was something developed by the British when they colonized and controlled Palestine, and this colonial method of terrorizing natives has been taken over by the Israeli authorities. So there's barely a day goes by without Palestinian homes being demolished. Sometimes because the Palestinians have resisted Israeli occupation, but sometimes simply because the Palestinians have been refused permission by the illegal occupation authorities to expand their homes. So you have a rather paradoxical situation where the military enforcers of the illegal occupation of Palestine demolish Palestinian homes, causing suffering and homelessness, because they deem the Palestinian homes to be illegal. So an illegal occupation tries to remove Palestinian social life in an area by demolishing as many homes as possible. I mean, it's very, very painful and sad. You mentioned, sir, Silwan. I've actually went to Silwan quite a few years ago, and I was very touched by the story of how the children there went to school every morning, and I asked why they were carrying their toys and their dolls and so on, and the adults told me that the children took their precious toys to school each day because they were afraid that their homes would be demolished during the day while they were at school. So the pain is very, very intense on the Palestinians, and it's a deliberate Israeli policy, of which house demolition is one method, one very cruel method, and I'd have to say developed initially by the British and carried over by the Israeli authorities.
Mr. Napier, the demolition of homes and the subsequent confiscation of Palestinian land almost always ends up in these areas turning into outposts and settlements for Israeli settlers. Now, not only are the settlements illegal under international law, and the Judaization of the West Bank and Al-Quds is being ignored by the international community, the issue of Palestinian rights in itself is also being ignored by the United Nations.
It's even worse. My own government, the British government, a very unpopular government, one would have to say, but this government is planning to celebrate next year the 100th anniversary of the Balfour Declaration, a British policy which gave over Palestine before it was conquered by the British, gave it over to European Zionist colonization and the whole displacement of the Palestinian people. So the British government certainly is one of the worst, but they are planning to celebrate the whole tragedy of Palestine and the whole successful colonization of most of Palestine by European colonists. And you're absolutely right. Even while they condemn verbally the crimes of the Israeli government, because they have to make some concessions to their public opinion, these same European governments continue to arm and equip the Israeli authorities. So I think there's the beginning of an awareness on the part of some governments in Denmark and Sweden and so on, but beginning to spread that this situation is unsustainable and they're paying a cost in terms of domestic public opinion. But we have a long way to go to end this deep complicity of European governments in the colonization of Palestine.
From Edinburgh, that was Mr. Mick Napier. Thank you for your comments, sir.